It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a legendary American dietitian of the early to mid 20th century, Adele Davis, once said in a TV interview, "It's just propaganda that the American diet is the best in the world. Commercial people have been telling us those lies for years." She said a great deal of sickness is caused by refined foods. She also coined the phrase that determined the lifestyle of so many: eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. She died in 1974 at the age of 70, but was she right about the importance of breakfast? I'm joined by registered dietitian Orla Walsh. Orla, good morning.
Good morning. I have to agree with her. I think there is enough research to say that if everyone was to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper, they would, you know, vastly improve a lot of health markers.
So the evidence for this and the, if you like, the science behind that contention.
Yeah, with science, you're never going to get a true or false scenario because you're going to be applying the science to individuals and we're all very different. But if we talk from a general sense, we know that consuming breakfast is associated with being a lower body weight and keeping weight off after you've lost weight. And we know as well that eating breakfast versus skipping breakfast is shown to increase fullness. So reducing appetite, helping with food cravings, and also helping with reward-driven eating behavior, which is something a lot of people can relate to. But the most interesting is often people go to me, well, I can't stop snacking in the evening time, and they don't mean on yogurt and fruit, they mean on the less healthy stuff. And what science has shown is that a high-quality, high-protein, high-fiber breakfast has been shown to decrease late-night snacking. And for some people, I would actually go a step further and I go, okay, let's boost the protein in your breakfast and see what happens to your evening snacking. But for some people, I go, okay, let's start the day with a savory breakfast and see if you're chasing the sugar craving then for the rest of the day or not. And generally, when people start with savory, that it really helps with cravings.
So are we saying that the full Irish breakfast, that's the way to start? That's full of protein. Full of protein.
It is, and absolutely every now and again, not a problem. But we shouldn't be eating processed meats like rashers and sausages and stuff daily. But eggs and beans, absolutely. And what's interesting about protein is when we bump it at breakfast, it seems to be more satiating than when we bump it up at lunch and dinner. It's still it is the most satiating macro. So it makes people feel full and stay full better than carbs and fats. But we know that there's something special about breakfast, that when people eat a high-protein breakfast, there's something even more satiating then. And we know that it is involved in quenching the hunger hormone ghrelin, which is the one that rises before before we eat. And it also stimulates the secretion of satiety hormones like PYY, CCK, and GLP, which people are a bit more familiar with these days because it's in a lot of the injectables.
So the protein makes you feel fuller for longer and therefore you don't snack. But, you know, there are all these theories about that you shouldn't leave it too long between meals, that you should, you know, eat modestly at breakfast, have a couple of mid-morning snacks, eat modestly at lunchtime, have maybe a mid-afternoon snack. It could be a biscuit with your coffee or whatever. Then have a modest dinner and maybe even have a cup of cocoa before you go to bed. And that kind of almost constant eating without great resting periods is best for your blood sugar and therefore best for your health.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
CarMax knows that finding the right car is all about exploring your options, like the option to shop your way on your schedule. At CarMax, you can browse, compare, and pre-qualify online, then finish up at the store, or simply start on the lot. The choice is yours. Because at CarMax, you're in the driver's seat. Start the search for your next car today at CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It may be, but it is a practical. And also, is it good for your teeth? I'd say a lot of dentists listening would be like, absolutely not. Just three meals a day would be much, much better. But you also have to, you know, we are all human. And if we have a meal and it's not filling enough and we have to snack between our meal, we need to use every ounce of discipline and motivation we have to choose a healthier snack. And that can be hard to do for a lot of people unless they have prepare their snacks and stuff the day before or don't have the options in the house or at work, etc. So I think when it comes to people who struggle with making the healthy choice again and again throughout the day, having so many eating occasions can actually do more harm than good.
Okay, but if you are someone who does prepare, what would you suggest is a healthy snack if you feel you have to have one?
Well, a healthy snack, I would say, it depends on what you're about to do and what you've just done. But just say you're sitting on your bum and you're doing your work and you're not moving much, then focusing on protein and fiber would be a good one. So the likes of a yogurt with fruit, or nuts are an all-in-one option as well. Or, you know, the old hummus and veg sticks. I can't be a dietitian on the radio and not say that. But I suppose it is looking for that protein source, looking for that fiber source to top up your stomach. You see, protein takes ages to leave your stomach and we start feeling hungry when our stomach goes empty. That's why there's a benefit from focusing our meals on protein and fiber in terms of keeping our...
Yeah. Now someone who remembers to cut up a few carrots and put them in some sort of plastic container with a little bit of hummus to snack at 11 o'clock in the day, that is a rare bird indeed. So in terms of something that's a little more convenient, what would you suggest?
Well, I mean,
those protein bars, for example, protein bars.
Yes, protein bars. Absolutely. They're obviously highly processed and there are less processed versions. But when you have a protein bar, they are nice and filling. They tend to provide 20 grams of protein at only about 200 calories. So it tends to be a big protein hit in one go. But I am a fan of the milky coffee. Lots of us reach for it mid morning. And if we make it on milk, there's going to be at least 10 grams of protein in that cup. So it's just another way of bumping up your protein needs. Because if you're focused on your muscle mass, it's about how much protein we get per day. But when it comes to blood sugar levels, it is about getting enough per meal.
Well, a couple of pieces of advice from our listeners. Do not do this at home, by the way. A glass of wine for breakfast, it is. That's from one listener. Another one, I eat breakfast like a supermodel, a cigarette and a coffee. So there you are.
Oh, dear me.
Dear me is right. Orla, thank you very much for joining us. Registered dietitian Orla Walt.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.